to the job. It's 99.7 EJX. Got a text from a listener. First grade teacher, only perk, working with children, hopefully making a difference in the lives of a children.
Yes.
Yes, of a child. I mean, I can't even read. I probably need to have some.
one perk of your job is supposed to be able to read real good.
I'm supposed to be able to read real good. Can't really read real well. Perks of the job. It's 99.7 EJX. Gina says, yeah, we get free snacks. I'm basically kept alive by office granola bars and a suspicious amount of string cheese.
Nice.
Haven't bought snacks in months, and I'm not ashamed.
That's awesome.
I like that.
That's great.
See, it's the, like we said. It's
little things like that.
Yeah, we have Alani in the fridge. Yeah. It seems to be overflowing. Yes, yes. And you know, we count our blessings with that. That's for sure.
Olivia says, I love this perk. We get to leave at 2 p.m. on Fridays during the summer.
Well, that's nice.
That is really nice. Because then I'll like to get outside.
I know.
You'll enjoy the weather.
Especially when it's sunny out and you're just like,
start
the
weekend. Well, they have to understand, like, productivity in the summer probably takes a dip with people's focus.
Yeah.
Kids are out of school.
Yeah.
They got stuff going on. Activities.
Perk of the job, Danielle. People are allowed to bring their dogs on Fridays.
Oh.
One coworker's bulldog has more emotional support certificates than therapists.
Wow. 10 out of 10 morale boost.
Yes,
that's great.
Yes. You know, our company is very dog friendly.
Yeah.
You know, and
well,
we used
mascot
to.
Mascot is a dog.
Yeah. We used to have dogs around the place quite a bit too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I never brought mine. You're welcome. They would have been barking at everybody.
Now, I will say.
It wouldn't be incessantly. It'd be at the beginning. They'd have to tell them what they think.
Right.
And then they would sniff you and start licking you and be your best friend.
If I brought Dougal, my dog, here, he would probably be a little bit antsy at first. And then he'd just chill on the couch.
Right.
The rest of the time.
Oh, Piper would immediately take a big old dump on the rug immediately.
Oh, someplace new.
Immediately. Yeah, it wouldn't matter if I took her out before we came in. Yeah, immediately.
Shoot.
We're on the sixth floor, so it wouldn't be, it just wouldn't be conducive
to
not having messes all over the place. Tammy says on your birthday, you get to spin a prize wheel.
Oh, that's cool.
Options include extra PTO day.
There you go.
A $5 coffee gift card.
All right.
And one ominous slot that just says mystery meat.
That's funny.
I won the gift card.
All right.
That's nice.
I wonder if the mystery meat is kept in a bag in the fridge. It just says mystery meat.
Not sure. It's kind of
I like that,
like a
though.
Wheel of dares. It's like a wheel of dares.
I like that.
I like that.
I like that. Hannah says, here's a perk for you. Free naps. No one uses room B between 2 and 3, so it's widely accepted as an unofficial nap zone.
That's kind of nice.
That's kind of nice.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's kind of like a lunch break, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you can just do with whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wendy says once a month, our boss raffles off random stuff he finds in his garage.
That's funny.
So far, I've won a slightly used blender, a lava lamp, and a half set of golf clubs.
Wow. All right. Like,
that's
all right,
fantastic.
Hey, who wants some stuff?
That's a win-win.
Play a little game.
He's cleaning out his
yes,
garage.
He's giving it to employees as a perk.
And feel like they're cared for. This is great.
That's great. If you make it in a fun little game sort of way, yes, a little competition there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Perks that you have at your job.
Amy says, I'm calling this a perk. One of the HR girls moonlights as a stand-up comic.
Okay.
And spills just enough tea in the break room to keep me emotionally invested in people I've never met.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. When one of your coworkers.
Sometimes you just like to hear the tea. Doesn't matter if you know anything about these people.
Yeah, you're like, oh,
doesn't
that's
matter.
Good.
It's just
like that's
it's
good.
Drama.
That's good. Perks. Kyle, there's no dress code where I work. I wore a hoodie and sweats last week. Nobody batted an eye.
Oh.
If comfy were a currency, I'd be rich.
Yes.
I mean,
it's kind of the same around here.
That's good. Yeah. I mean,
pretty cash.
On the programming side.
Sure.
On, you know, the business side and all that.
When you're meeting with clients, they want you to look a little more professional.
You're dressed up and everything.
You're trying to get people to buy commercials on the radio station. So put your best foot forward.
Yeah.
That's why they keep us yahoos all locked up in the studio.
That's right. That's right. Keep you guys, you're seen behind a window like a zoo.
Exactly. We are like the petting zoo of the company.
Jen texts in and says, not a company perk, but on Fridays, our manager buys us lunch.
Well,
that's cool.
That's nice.
Yeah, brings lunch in.
That's a good manager.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, like from time to time, we'll also have like these little pizza parties and things like that, but not like consistently. It's usually when someone is hired or something like that. So.
Listen, then there's Tony the welder. Tony says, I have no perks. Not even AC.
Yeah, he had texted us earlier in the week and was like, yeah, warehouse not air conditioned. So T's and P's.
T's and P's for Tony. Geez.
All right, well,
Tony needs some perks.
He needs perks. All right, well, hey, thank you for the stories there. Good stuff.